Hello, dear ones, and welcome to my podcast, The Voice of Dharma, Cultivating Spiritual Wisdom. Wise ones have walked the earth since the dawn of time. They guided our way and taught us how to cultivate true wisdom and awaken to a reality of true freedom, love, compassion, clarity, and wholeness. This podcast is a sharing of this timeless spiritual wisdom. It's a blend of my own growing realization and awakening through many years of practice and study, and the continuation of all the wise ones, great practitioners, and great spiritual traditions that came before me and that I'm a continuation of. We are here to cultivate spiritual wisdom and to learn how to infuse every aspect of our life with it. This podcast is for everyone, regardless of age, color, creed, culture, or tradition. It's an open invitation to grow as a human being and as a soul. We will deepen our meditative capacity and spiritual intelligence, learn how to make use of this wisdom to address matters of daily life. We'll cultivate the most central insights pertaining to spiritual growth, and attempt to empower you to live a life filled with meaning, love, and wholeness, and to become a light unto yourself. In this spirit of love and true intention, let us dive right in. Hello, everyone, and welcome to all my beloved listeners. I'm really happy to record yet another episode today. The topic for today is going to be about cultivating love. A very, very important topic for any human being, and especially for those of you who are on a conscious spiritual path. But for those of you who are new here, I want to welcome you and let you know that this podcast is all about cultivation of spiritual wisdom. It's a free resource for learning what spiritual growth, maturity, and awakening is, and what are the foundations that make it possible and applicable in our life. And together, we'll aspire to develop a stronger inner knowing, a deeper meditation capacity, and by and large, expand our spiritual insight and understanding. Now, before I dive right in, I want you to know about my free services to the community and how you can make use of them. So there are three things I offer. One is a 30-minute spiritual support session. This meeting is aimed at providing spiritual clarity for anyone walking the spiritual path, or anyone who wishes to receive clarity about burning topics in their life from a perspective of spiritual wisdom. This meeting is available once a month per person. Next thing is support to the elderly and senior community. Again, based on these 30-minute spiritual support sessions. But here, it's designed to support people dealing with the difficulties of aging and the challenges that old age brings. Again, available once a month per person. And lastly, I welcome you and invite you to participate in my online meditation practice group. You can join us bi-monthly to our bi-monthly meeting to learn the sacred art of silent sitting, of silent meditation. The way to apply to these services is simply by contacting me through the contact form on my website and let me know specifically what you'd like to apply to. I will then answer you and be happy to provide all the information needed. You can find the link to my website in the episode description, also the podcast description. So my friends, having said all of that, let us dive right into this really, really precious and important topic of cultivating love. Now, I welcome you to be in a meditative mode when listening to this, because we're diving into a meditation. A meditation is just a form of listening to something real, something alive, something that is non-conceptual, something that you can feel in your own experience. Love is perhaps the most important spiritual element that makes us human and that gives our life meaning, fulfills our soul all the way to the very core. It's the most important lesson in our human life. To love. To love. In the end of the day, it's not about how much we achieved, right? How much fame or money or social status, power, control we have in the world. But how much we managed to love. So contrary to messages we very often receive from our books and media and social media and TV and whatnot, right? Be the best version of yourself, or reach your highest potential, or, you know, focusing a lot on kind of like crystallizing the individual and being kind of standing out more than the others, more than the rest. This is not the real fulfillment of your soul. It's very misleading because it sounds very tempting and in a sense intoxicating, because it gives you that sense of having a lot of power. But in fact, the only real thing that you came here for ultimately in this lifetime, and many people, by the way, recognize that towards the end of their life when they realize there is no tomorrow anymore to make myself better, a better self or a higher potential, but that's it. It's the end of this incarnation. Very often people realize it has always been about love. How much have I loved? How well have I loved? So love really is the major lesson of our life. And that's why cultivating love is really important. But we need to also deepen our understanding of what love really is, because love can be understood on various levels and dimensions. And very often when we hear the word love, we attribute it to love between two people. Love in the sense of a romantic relationship, or love between a parent and their child. But love is a much more fundamental and profound element of existence, something that pertains to our very state of being and the very fabric of what we are all made of. In fact, love is the very glue that connects everything together. It's this mysterious, invisible force. And again, force is a, right, quote unquote force. It's not really a force, but rather an essence that we can really get in touch with through meditation, through silence, that truly connects everything together, makes everything work as one whole and exist as one whole. Something that kind of wants everything to also come closer and more intimate, right? A binding force. A force that is responsible for all the interconnectedness of all things. Love, in a more, let's say, spiritual recognition type of experience, is the ability to see that which is the same in everyone and everything. It's to look at another person or at another object. That can be anything, right? That can be a table, a glass of water, a plant, an animal. But let's use a human being, because I guess it's more intimate and approachable for us, right? So to look at another human being and to really sense that we're all made of that same suchness, we can say, that same fundamental material, base material. It's almost like you've probably heard, right, these examples of this molten gold, right? There's a lot of molten gold. And you can make out of it a bracelet and a necklace and many other forms of jewelry and objects. But all of these objects, despite looking different, they're all made of the same gold. And when they look at each other, they can recognize, hey, we are made of the same thing. In a way, we are exactly the same. We look different on the outside, but in essence, we're the same. And that is real love. To look with the eyes of love To cultivate love, in other words, means to train ourselves to practice looking with the eyes of love, to look at a person and realize there's so much more sameness about us than differences. Yes, our eyes, our form, our body may look a little bit different. Our opinions might be a little bit different, but this is like, it's like the topping, right? Like the topping on a cake, like the sugar powder. But it's so ephemeral. It's nothing compared to the profundity and the base that is so fundamental of love. That is what we really are. That we can say that golden essence that we all are, and we can really feel that. So nothing I'm talking about is philosophical. This is something we can experience in our own direct experience, as visceral as feeling your own body. As I'm recording this, you can hear perhaps the church bells ringing from the outside. A nice reminder, just like when Buddhists in their monasteries often, right, they strike the bell to have a moment to remember. I don't know if you can hear it, but it's very loud from here. So let's remember that love is so fundamentally important, central in our life. And the beautiful thing about love is that when we're rooted in love, we know there's a deep knowing in our heart that we are in the right place, that we're doing things from the right place and from the right motive. And that is so crucial and important. Our actions, our deeds, our speech, our choices are all aligned, and they spread goodness and light. Now, this is a very subtle point, because very often we're going to say things that sound right, right? The words are going to seem very kind. The acts are going to seem very kind. But it always boils down to, where does our action or speech comes from? What is the motivating force? And very often, if we're attentive, and attentiveness requires, of course, practice, right? Practice of meditation and mindfulness over a prolonged period of time. We might realize that we are moved by a wish for control, for being seen, for having the upper hand in a conversation, for having some form of power, even if very subtle still. And if we listen even more carefully, we might share something with another person or say something that might sound right, but if we listen, we will feel that it's not right. It's not right in terms of the motivating force behind it. It doesn't really come from the heart. It doesn't come from love. Love unites. Love creates a sense of rightness, and the other person can feel that, and you can feel that as well. And when it doesn't come from that, there is still that sense of Something doesn't smell quite right. It feels separating in some way. Love unites, and the wish for power and status separates, right? And again, wish for power, don't think only about like very, you know, crude forms of power, right? Like wanting to be, a military lieutenant or something, or wanting to go to war or have a lot of money. Power is also like having control in a conversation. It's wanting to be right in an argument. These are small ways of wanting to have power. Okay? And we all do that all the time. Don't feel bad about it. It's just a conditioning that is just the prevalent in human consciousness. In the human collective, we all are learning the lesson of shifting from power to love. Or in other words, integrating power into love, because power is important. It just needs to know who's the master, and the master is always love. So power in the service of love, right? And focusing too much, as I already said earlier, focusing too much on individuality, right? Being better than others or sticking out more than others is a form of wanting power. And compare that to recognizing that we are all a big family, part of a bigger whole, serving everyone. And by serving, again, don't misunderstand this word, because the way we interpret words really affects our relationship with these words. When I say service, I'm not pointing to something that is a burden. On the contrary, service, real service that stems out of love, is an overflow of goodness. Just like the sun is constantly pouring its light upon us, regardless of how we behave. And that's incredible. That's really a very good example for true love. So in the end of the day, it's all about either self-centeredness, right? The forces that separate versus the forces that unite, the force of love, recognizing the essence of love, shining like a sun. And contrary to what maybe you are thinking, again, I'm speaking from a perspective of a spiritual teacher who's guiding people for many years, and also a spiritual student and a practitioner myself, who studied with spiritual teachers for many, many years and has seen the same conditioning in me, right? Very often we feel it's hard to recognize love. It's hard to recognize that we're all the same. We feel like something really grandiose needs to happen, but actually it's absolutely simple. It's right there in our face. We just need to be a little bit quiet. And I'm going to go even further with this and say that you have experienced this already many times in your life. You just haven't named it. So you just didn't realize that this experience was a moment of recognition that we're all the same. So it's actually easy to see that we're all the same. And to see that we're all the same is love and is the cultivation of love. I will probably keep coming back to meditation because I'm a real advocate of meditation. Meditation enables us to root ourselves in that which is real and open our senses, physical and subtle, to perceive the deeper and more essential elements of reality. So with meditation, we come to see that we are all the same, all the way to the very core on all levels of existence. And that's incredible. And on that deepest level, we're all the same one. Isn't that touching? We are all the same one. We can look into each other's eyes and realize, wow, you are really, really me. You are another form of myself. And when you really feel that, there's a deep honoring of anyone and anything you encounter and meet. That's real honor. That's real respect. It's not a moral idea, a moral concept. It's the real drive. Right, that or the real natural impulse that arises out of recognition, the recognition of the sameness, that you and I, we're the same one. To live a life without regrets, we must love and cultivate as much love as possible. That's the only way. Many people, as I already referred to earlier, like many people on their deathbed share that they regret not having loved more, not having told the people they loved how much they loved them. And it's so beautiful, right? There's a reason for that. And we don't need to wait until we're there on our deathbed. Today, no matter what age you are, right? You can love. You can say, yeah, something in me completely echoes with this truth, completely hears it deep in my heart and soul. And therefore, I'm not looking back anymore. It doesn't matter what I've done in my past. But today I can love. And that's what matters. Right? So we must love and cultivate as much love as possible every day to make it a practice. Just like we brush our teeth. Just like we take a shower. And remember that love is where everything is always already forgiven. And it's incredible. Love always gives another chance. No matter how many times you failed, no matter how many times you feel you screwed up, it doesn't matter. Love doesn't judge. And if you happen to be someone who committed crimes in his life, in her life, still, love forgives completely. Everyone. Nobody excluded. Imagine that. Such an absolute presence of love. We should let that kind of love touch us and crack our hearts open. And also aspire to be that kind of love for everyone else. It's just never too late to practice and cultivate love. Acts of authentic kindness, of care, of service to the people around us, to those we love, to our community. Each one in their own way. Each one in their own way. Giving, right? Learning to give. And also purification of our hurts and pains, right? Our blockages, because these blockages are those impediments that also cause us to hurt others and behave in ways that are less than loving and also stick to the desire to have power, to have recognition, right? So it's also imperative to purify our hurts, our pains, our blocking patterns. So I really hope that this episode gave you more clarity about what love really is and how important it is in our spiritual life. And as always, I hope that this episode also strengthened your ground of spiritual wisdom. And here's a quick reminder that you can make use of my free community services mentioned in the beginning of the episode. All you need to do is to contact me directly from my website for more information. Okay, my friends, I wish you well, much love, and as always, I'll see you in the next episodes. Thank you, dear friend, for listening along. I hope that this episode inspired you and helped cultivate the seed of true wisdom within you. Such cultivation is the most precious investment you'll ever make in your life. So keep listening and keep growing. If you feel touched and empowered by this podcast, kindly consider sharing it with other friends, family members, and people so they too can benefit from such precious knowledge. Thank you again for being here with me, and may you always keep growing.